And now this is a dictation for Patricia McDonald, MACDONALD, January 2330, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up for Mrs. McDonald, who has recent worsening of kidney function. I saw the patient in person in the company of son and daughter. Patient lives alone, hard of hearing, but still managed to take care of herself. They have not noticed any safety issues. She does not wandering around, and she doesn't do any cooking. Most meals are microwave. She's able to take care of herself. She uses a cane. There has been no falling episode. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies recent infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, minor peripheral edema, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Lasix and denormin. On physical exam, weight is 157. Blood pressure 150, 64 on the right, 148, 62 on the left. She has kyphosis, few rales on the bases, no severe respiratory distress. There is a loud aortic systolic murmur, more or better heard on the right upper chest, irregular breathing, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no rebound guard internal thoracitis. Today I don't see edema, no gross tremors or rigidity. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound was done. Kidneys are small, but no obstruction, stone masses. No reported urinary retention. The most recent chemistry is also an improvement. She was running as high as 1.5, presently 1.24 for a GFR of 41. There will be a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, calcium, albumin, phosphorus, minor increase of PTH 109, anemia 11.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets. There is an increase of LDH, but normal transaminases, alkaline sulfatase. Urine analysis, no blood, no protein. Protein creatinine ratio 0.24. And that will be considered close to normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure, which appears improved. We will monitor chemistries for stability. She does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Kidneys are small, but no obstruction, urinary retention, no activity in the urine for the most part, to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. There is a mild degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, does not require treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, changes in diet for potassium or acid base. There is anemia that does not require a specific treatment at this point in time. She has, on my physical exam, findings for aortic stenosis and arrhythmia. She already is being followed by cardiology. The last echo available from September 2020, ejection fraction was normal. She did have calcification of aortic valve, a moderate aortic stenosis. There is also calcification of the mitral valve. Otherwise, no other major abnormalities. All questions answered from the patient and family members. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 3 months.